Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 51, the stanzas 1 and 2. Amid the thronging worshipers, Jehovah will I bless. Before my brethren gathered there, his name will I confess. And what follows, Psalter 51, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in John 6, the verses 22 through 40. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. John 6, the verses 22 through 40. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, And they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth into everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat man in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me, I shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer the family of Reverend G. Mau of the Netherlands, who exchanged time for eternity at the age of 79 years. Reverend H. Hoffman, who has accepted the call to the Beckwith congregation in Grand Rapids. Mrs. Judith Overeem, who came home from the hospital. Mr. and Mrs. Jeremy and Emily DeCock, and Mr. and Mrs. Charles and Leanne DeCock, who were both blessed with the birth of baby boys. And Adi and Elida van der Breinhost, who may commemorate their 58th wedding anniversary today. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy great mercy and thy patient long-suffering and in thy divine providence that thou wast given unto us and our dear children, traveling to a never-ending eternity, the fifth Lord's Day of this newly begun year. Then in the past week, then thou wast watched over us in the home, on the way, at work, at school, wherever we were called to be. Then thou wast not dealt according to our many sins, because if thou had done so, then we would no longer have a place upon the earth, and no longer a place in thy house, O Lord. May it then be all thy goodness, because whereas there a privileged people, as we and our children, so few upon the earth, and who maketh us to differ, because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, Lord. May it have been in this past week that there were many yet exercised with all thy mercies and with all thy goodness, but also with their sins and with their heavenly high debt. Wilt thou grant in this morning our a little bewonderment of all thy mercies and of all thy goodness, and that for a guilty people, we have heard it, and may we have heard it indeed, when by renewal thy holy law was read, and then each and every one has to say, guilty, guilty of the law of God. O Lord, impress it upon all of our hearts, upon the hearts of young and old, that of also the sins of the past week, if they have not been blotted out in the precious blood of thy dear Son, that they have all been added to our account, Lord. Thou knowest in this morning how we have awoke. Thou also knowest how that we have come up to thy house. When it was form and duty, it shall not stand thee in the way. May it be the time of thy sovereign good pleasure, that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee. Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, O Lord. In these solemn and serious times, may it please thee to grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon young and old, that the promise of the Old Testament may be fulfilled in our midst, that thou shalt pour out thy Spirit upon all flesh, and that thy sons and daughters shall prophesy, thy young men shall see visions, and that the older ones, that they shall dream dreams. May thou grant it in this day, thy jewels may be added to the meritorial crown of King Jesus. Lord, may in this morning hour, may there have come up souls to thy house with a soul's need, with a longing and with a desire. Thou hast a people with riddles which they cannot unriddle, and be then a surprising God, because thou hast declared in thy word that for the hungry and for the thirsty, for the poor and for the needy, that there shall be food in thy house. They need to be fed with that heavenly manna, with the bread of life, as we have heard out of thy holy word. May then thy children be given to experience, thy precious love, but also the necessity to be redeemed by thy precious blood. May they be comforted and strengthened by the precious promises written in thy word, and the need to be justified by thy precious faith, Thou hast a people upon the earth that learns how dependent they are upon thee for everything, that without thee they can do nothing of themselves, that they can only ruin it. But, oh, that precious Savior, who was white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000s, who was merited salvation for his church, and who applies it and grants it by the immediate work of thy Holy Spirit. May they then be administered out of thy fullness and receive grace for grace. Wilt thou so remember thy church all over the earth, then in the Netherlands, then it has pleased thee to take one of thy servants home. He has been delivered. He may be taken into glory. Wilt thou remember the widow, the mourning family? Remember in the day of tomorrow, when they are called upon to go to the cemetery. May the callings be sanctified, and may his labors, may they follow him for the extension of thy kingdom. We commend unto thee one of thy servants who has accepted a call to another congregation. Wilt thou be his pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire? Wilt thou go before him, and that it may be for a rich blessing? We also commend unto thee the congregation which he shall leave behind, which shall become vacant. And to that end, may it please thee to grant more servants in thy vineyard, where the labors are many and the labors are few. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones? Remember the elderly ones. Remember the sick and afflicted ones. Remember those that are ill at home. Remember our brother deacon who continues to struggle with his back difficulties. Oh, wilt thou be mindful of him and help him? And we may also ask that thou may grant some healing. Lord, then thou wast given in the past week that a widow, the oldest member of our congregation, that she could return to Bethesda also for the day of her birthday. Although there are concerns, then we commend her unto thee. O Lord, above all, be mindful of her never dying soul. Then in this day, then thou hast granted that an old father and mother, husband and wife, may commemorate that thou hast spared them for 58 years on their journey of holy matrimony. Ah, wilt thou grant them a broken and a humble heart to be given to acknowledge thy help? And wilt thou remember them further on life's journey? Oh, how long it shall be is known unto thee above all things. Oh, do save their never dying souls. Then in the past week, then thou wast gladdened and blessed to family circles with the birth of a little son. Then thou wast spared life, and then thou wast given life. Ah, may those little ones at times be sprinkled with their tears, an impression of thy goodness, but also a deep impression. Little ones that had a beginning and that shall never cease to exist. Little sons that have begun their journey to a never-ending eternity. And to that end, may the prayers be multiplied that they may be born to be born again. Wilt thou remember the grandparents with their increased blessings, but also with their responsibilities and also the further generations. And then we commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Ah, wilt thou graciously watch over them, and that in due time, that the family circles may be gladdened with thy deeds. Wilt thou remember the barren ones amongst us, grant them a special place at thy footstool. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, may our eyes truly be upon thee. May our help truly be from the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Wilt thou anoint us with a rich measure of thy Holy Spirit, and that with joy and liberty we may be given to declare the wonderful things of the Lord. Ah, that there is such a rich Savior, for the greatest and the chiefest of sinners, that he can save to the uttermost. Ah, thou art still gathering thy church, ah, Lord. Wilt thou then do it in this day? Gladden us with thy special presence, and with thy favor dwell richly amongst us, and that it may be heard more and more the wonderful works of the Lord, all with repenting of our evil ways, and with our eyes upon thee. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 419, the stanzas 2 and 3. A mighty stream of all transgression prevails from day to day. But thou, O God, in great compassion, will purge my sin away. And what follows? Psalter 419, the stanzas 2 and 3. Thank you. And this morning, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in John 6, verse 37, where God's word and our text reads thus: "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Our text words speak of the church given to Christ by the Father and no wise cast out. Three thoughts. In the first place, the church given to Christ. Secondly, the church coming to Christ. And thirdly, the church received by Christ. The church given to Christ by the Father in no wise cast out. The church given to Christ, because we read, "All that the Father giveth me." Secondly, the church coming to Christ shall come to me. And thirdly, the church received by Christ. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Thus first, the church given to Christ. Beloved congregation, when we shall consider, when we are called upon to consider these words, then it is necessary that we consider the context in which these words were spoken. The disciples of John the Baptist, they have come to Christ with the message that their master had been beheaded and was buried. Was the desire of Christ with his disciples to go to a secluded place that they could speak of these matters? And to that end we read that they have crossed the Sea of Galilee to a desert place on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee. When the multitude is seen that Jesus has left, then we read that they have walked around the shore of the Sea of Galilee that they may listen to his preaching. And as they walked, it seems that different ones from different cities, that they have joined the crowd. And when Christ has arrived with his disciples, that there was a great multitude. And then Christ did not say to the multitude, "I have a desire with my disciples to spend some time alone." No. Then he has preached to them, and he has healed the sick. And it seemed that they have not so much noticed the time. Those are not the worst church services, when we do not notice the time. And then in the evening, then the disciples have asked their master to send them away, that they may go to the town and buy a little food and eat. And then Christ just said, give ye them to eat. And then an Andrew has found a little lad with 5 loaves, 2 fishes, willing to share it. That is always good, boys and girls, when we are willing to share with our family and friends. And then we know the history that Christ has fed a great multitude, 5,000 men, between the women and the children. And then that multitude, they had a desire that Christ would be crowned king. But then Christ, because it was not yet his hour, then he has sent the multitude away, and the disciples, it is specifically written, because also those disciples, they had such earthly thoughts concerning the kingdom, of course. When the Lord works richly with the Spirit, that shall be seen also in the community, that shall have effect in the government. When we think of richer times in the midst of the church, how they were a burning and a shining light, and that it was seen in all walks of life, and nevertheless still earthly conceptions, and to that end, Christ has constrained, that means that they were not so willing to go into the ship and to sail to the other side. And then we read that Christ has ascended the mountain, praying for his church and for his disciples on that sea, because on that night a great storm has come. Jesus has walked upon the waves, also Peter, and they have come to the town of Capernaum. Then the next morning, then we read that many of that multitude had stayed in that desert place, and they have seen the disciples sail away, but that Jesus has remained, and they have sought for him, but they have not found him. And then we read on the following day that there were ships from Tiberias, undoubtedly. Then there were those that had ships that had heard that a great multitude is gathered on the northwestern shore, and to that end, that with their little boats they have went to that place. Maybe we could compare them a little with taxi drivers that stand outside of an airport hoping that they could make a little money. And then they have taken some of that multitude to Capernaum, and many have walked. And when they have come to Capernaum, then they have sought for Jesus, seeking for Jesus. That is already a blessing. Oh, are there such souls in my midst that are seeking for Jesus? It is true. For most of the multitude, it was for other reasons. Then we can also examine our own hearts, why we come to church. And it is a blessing when we never unlawfully leave our place empty, because there the Lord has promised his special blessing, his special favor. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, we read that his word shall not return void unto him, thus even form and duty. Oh, it does not stand the Lord in the way. The Lord worketh by word and by spirit. And then they were seeking for Jesus. And when they found him, they had a question, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? And then Jesus did not give an answer upon that question, but then he is given clear instruction, profound instruction, and necessary instruction for us and our children. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Oh, then we do well. How is it with us? And we must also labor for our daily bread. Christ in the Lord's Prayer, also the fourth prayer, give us this day our daily bread. But I also read in Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto it. And then further, then they had a question, that multitude that was seeking Jesus, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Then that multitude indeed had important questions for Jesus. Then they were given to ask, what must we do? Has that ever become our question, congregation? What must we do to be saved? That is the most important for each and every one of us. And then Christ has explained it very clearly. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. That was the royal command of the royal king to that multitude, that they were called upon to believe on the Son of God, who was come to be the Savior of sinners, the Savior of the world. Oh, Jesus, in the Word of God, it does not say that we can believe, but it is the divine command of the Lord. In Mark 1, verse 15, then Christ has given the command to the multitude to repent and believe. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? What a question that was from the multitude. Then perhaps a little astonished. They have witnessed, it is clearly written, that on that northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee, that Christ has healed many, and that from 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he has fed such a great multitude. And how much was left, boys and girls? 12 baskets. And then to ask, what sign showest thou us that we may believe? Maybe there were boys and girls that they heard their father speak those things, and that they even thought, but Father, have you already forgotten what the Lord Jesus Christ has done on that northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee? And also so many wonders which he has performed in Capernaum. What sign showest thou? Can we come above that, people, congregation? Are there those in this morning and that say, Lord, that is now a picture of me. From my youth, I have heard the wonderful works of the Lord. Thou hast been so good, granted so many blessings. may be spared for in wonderful ways that the Lord put his hand between us and death, and in the way of providence that the Lord has followed us with his goodness and profound callings, so many ways, personal, family, over the world, the virus, and that we have to confess, still unbelieving, that all that the Lord has done has not made such a deep, or at least not an abiding impression. Maybe try to excuse ourselves that we resemble that people. Or do you sometimes think, congregation, do you think that oftentimes, with all the Lord's goodness and with all the solemn callings in our midst, what more must the Lord now do to bring us on the right place, to be given to repent and to believe? What sign showest thou us can be also in the life of God's people, that they are given to experience special providential dealings, that they are given to be wonder, that they are given to rejoice, given to sing, as special answers that the Lord has given upon prayer, and that later, that awful unbelief. They stand not above that people, because we read that they have added, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Thus that multitude was given to say, Jesus, thou hast fed many one time, but in the wilderness our fathers, they did eat manna for many years, was bread from heaven, thus to minimize that wonder that has taken place. And now, also in the life of a child of God, then unbelief comes along, and they learn all their own fault. And that unbelief said, it is true, it was in providence, but maybe it would have happened anyway, even without your prayers. Thus, do not really think that you are one of the Lord's, because it was only his general providence. It was not that special providence. The Lord has a people that are not so quick to throw stones, and the older they become, not to speak good of sin, that is another matter. But, that church learns nothing to boast of. Then they do not stand above that people. The awful power of that God dishonoring unbelief. Thus, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. They were saying, a greater thing still need to take place. Then Jesus said unto them, Moses gave not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then for that people that ask for a sign, that have minimized the wonders of the Lord, then Jesus was still given to proclaim that precious bread of heaven. Oh, are there guilty sinners that have to write bitter things against themselves, that have so much trouble with that unbelief? Then Jesus, in his loving kindness, oh, for those hungry and thirsty ones, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And now we come closer to our text. Then in the verse preceding our text, But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. What a discouragement, a multitude. We would say, what a hopeless situation for that people, that Jewish, that chosen people, that have seen with their eyes so many wonderful things, so many sick have been healed, and so many have been fed. Jesus has preached as no one has ever preached. He spoke with power and with authority. And oh, it is true. Also in that time there was a remnant. But the Lord Jesus Christ was given to say, but I said unto you, that ye also have seen me and believe not. That is now the natural state of man. Are there also such people and families in our midst that you many times think about these things? How hopeless it is for my and our sight. Heard so many sermons. The Lord in his providence has so wonderfully cared over us. We have heard that name of Jesus proclaimed in his riches. So many times the King in his beauty, that he is white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000s. And that he has come to save poor, lost sinners. And with everything that has taken place in my heart, that I resemble, certain sense, still a blessing, because that multitude that has followed him, there was still a certain eagerness to see those wonderful works and to be in the presence of Jesus and to hear the proclamation of the word. Our multitude was not in a bar or in other wicked place. They were under the word of God. But still, no need for that bread of life, that they were still laboring for the things of the world. And now the Lord Jesus Christ, we do not read that he has become discouraged. In other places in the Bible, then we read of profound matters. If we think of Moses, the servant of God, who was used as an instrument to lead the children of Israel out of the house of bondage. And he has experienced, although many times when we read in the wilderness journey concerning murmuring, then different times then that mixed multitude is mentioned. That is also instruction for us. We must be a separate people. But the true pilgrim learns that there is an old man and a new man, and that old man is never converted. And in Numbers 11, when that people with that precious manna from heaven, then they were given to murmur and have demanded flesh, then Moses became so discouraged, and he has told the Lord that that people was too heavy a burden to bear. And then in verse 15, he has asked the Lord to kill him, that he would no longer have to lead a murmuring people. Oh, we have more examples. Elijah on Mount Carmel. Then the Lord has given him wonderful strength and faith. And the Lord has manifested that the God of Elijah was more powerful than Baal. Of course, boys and girls, Baal does not even exist. He is no God. And then in 1 Kings 19, when Jezebel has sent a message that he would be as those priests that were slain, then he has fled so discouraged. Ah, he had hoped. When the Lord has shown his wonderful might, he had such a hope that without speaking, when the fire came down from heaven, that Israel, and even maybe Ahab and Jezebel, because there's nothing too wonderful for the Lord, even that idolatrous painted Jezebel, the Lord can even convert. Oh, Elijah had such a hope that the Lord would use it for the turning about, to grant repentance, that they would listen and hearken to the word of God. But that seemingly has not taken place. And then he lay under that juniper tree, and he said, Lord, take me away. I am not better than my fathers. Not strange for those that are called to labor in the Lord's vineyard. Oh, what a wonder our text is. That with all those signs and wonders, that the Lord Jesus, we say it reverently, that he did not ask his Father, that he said, Father, I have come upon this world, and they have not received me. Take me back into heaven, because it is a hopeless case. No. Thus, necessary to understand the riches and the proper place of our text, that we consider the context. Oh, we could mention more examples out of the Bible. The prophet Jeremiah, who had such a love for his people, who was prophesied in the name of the Lord, not smooth things, but the truth. Oh, he has begged them, he has wept over them, that they may be given to repent and to turn to God's word, because when there was no repenting, then the judgments would surely come. We read him cry in Jeremiah 9, verse 1, Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I may weep over the slain of the daughter of my people. In chapter 20, there we read, But Pashur has smoten him, and that he has said, I will speak no more in the name of the Lord, because it is hopeless, does not help. Under all my tears and under all the warnings and admonishments that people, they just refuse to hearken. But then we read later in that chapter, oh, that word that was burning in his heart. Oh, a love for his people and for his God. And then he began to prophesy by renewal. Oh, let us mention one more. But in our chapter, oh, Jesus did not become discouraged. And he did not say to that people, people of Israel, I have come, I have proclaimed the word, I have healed the sick, the end has come. No, think even of the Apostle Paul in Acts 18. When he has come to Corinth, then it is implied when he has come to that wicked, immoral city, and when there was such a resistance by the Jews to hear the word of the living God concerning that precious Savior who can save the chiefest of sinners. And then we read in the verses 9 and 10 that the Lord has come over and spoken to Paul, that he be not afraid. I am with thee, and no man shall hurt thee. He must continue to speak, because I have much people in this city. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. That was the condition, the circumstances of that Jewish people in general. Thus we would say, hopeless. But now Jesus is given to speak of a precious matter, and that is that the Father, that he has predestinated a church to everlasting life. Thus then we must understand the context rightly. For that Jewish people that have given much evidence, what lived in their hearts, of their deep fallen Adam, and that notwithstanding all the wonders, all the preaching, that they remained hard of heart, that they did not ask by renewal how they could be saved, then from man's side, it was forever lost. No hope and no expectation. And now let me ask you, congregation, do you have any hope and expectation of self? It is necessary that those false hopes, that they are done away with, that they are uncovered, and that we come to a true knowledge of our lost condition. But tell me now, young and old, is there now any hope from your side? Oh, I hope that there may be a people that may be troubled with those matters, fathers and mothers and children, when we are given to consider all the circumstances of our life, and that in this morning, that there are maybe people that say, Lord, that is now our condition, as that Jewish people, a people privileged above most of the people upon the face of the earth, temporally, but also concerning the truth, because the Lord Jesus Christ, he has declared in John 14, verse 6, that he was also the truth. And outside of the grace of God, the work of the Holy Spirit, that hell may be somewhat, but not so much. That hell does not scare us, and that heaven does not draw us, and that we still have our mouth filled with excuses, trying to justify ourselves, then there is absolutely no hope from our side. And to that end, it is necessary, before we come to our text, where it speaks of that predestination, then the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, when we think of Luke 19, the verses 41 and 42, when he has come to Jerusalem, then he has wept over that city. Oh, that they would only understand what belonged to their peace, but it was hidden from their eyes. Thus, congregation, tell me, what is now our only hope? That is our text, that the Lord has chosen a people from eternity, and that people that shall be drawn by the cords of love, by the works of the Holy Spirit. Oh, tell me, if there was now no election, what would be our hope? Would it be possible to have any hope and any expectation? No. Then it would be clear, on account of our own fault and also what the Jewish people have stated, that we would be lost forever. Then we would not have to come to church. Thus, and I know, congregation, oh, for all of us, young and old, whoever we are, what questions, what troubles, still a blessing when we have troubles, concerning our soul, an impression that we need to be saved, that we need to be wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. But what a questions and what troubles there can be. But let us state already, when we read, all that the Father giveth me, then we must always remember Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the secret things belong to the Lord, but the revealed things to us and our children, that we may remember them and do them. Thus our text that declares the only hope for us and our dear children. And therefore, Jesus has continued to preach to that multitude that even dared to ask for a sign, that could also be broadened out. Whether we may ask for a sign must make the distinction, whether it is by faith or unbelief, but we leave it lie. But all that the Father hath given me, let us first sing. Psalter 154, the four stanzas. O God, be merciful to me. My soul for refuge comes to thee. Beneath thy wings I safe will stay, until these troubles pass away. And what follows, 154, the four stanzas. Thank you. all that the Father has given me. That was the reason that the Lord Jesus Christ did not depart from Capernaum, because there was still a remnant also in that city that lie under the seal of election, whose names were written in the book of life. And then it can be the question, we have said the secret things belong unto the Lord. Can we and our children not know whether we belong to that chosen people that is declared further in our text, and that shall become evident in our life concerning our 3 points. Then our first point speaks especially and never includes the other 2 persons, but that speaks of the work of the Father. Our second point, that coming, that points especially to the precious and irresistible work of the Holy Spirit. And that receiving, that points to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Christ, in the midst of much discouragement, much ignorance, and also the hardness of heart, then he was given to rejoice in the work of a triune God that lieth so sure and so firm. The prophet Isaiah has declared in Isaiah 54, the verses 9 and 10, they shall be unto me as the waters of Noah, where I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth. So the Lord would not rebuke that people, for the mountains and the hills shall depart, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, nor my covenant be removed from thee, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. Thus the Lord Jesus Christ, in the midst of that multitude that was given to us for more signs, then he was given to rejoice in the predestination of his Father, and the certainty, because we read all, and that refers to his sheep, to his children, and to his people, and not one shall be left behind, and that all shall be gathered. And how necessary that we may be given to fervently beg of the Lord, that the Lord may do a great work amongst us all, that the Father hath given me. That speaks of the counsel of redemption in that never begun eternity, and which has been revealed as the covenant of grace to our first parents and the mother promise, that concerns of the election of the church, and that in the first place, that is a sovereign work. Do we not read in Jeremiah 18 of the potter, and also in Romans 9, the verses 20 and 21, that what is man when he shall ask the potter, what doest thou? Then in the second place, that given church by the Father to Christ, that is so unchangeable. Do we not read in Malachi 3 verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore are ye children of Jacob not consumed. Then in the third place, that election that is particular, Romans 9 verse 13, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. That election, That is such an unfathomable wonder. Do we not read that Paul has written to the church concerning the saved church in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7, and who maketh thee to differ? And for the people of God, that wonder only becomes greater where the Lord maketh a difference where there is no difference, because that people learn we love him. 1 John 4 verse 19, we love him because he has first loved us. And then we read in our text, all that the Father giveth me. We read it further declared in verse 19, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. We hope to hear further of the perseverance of the saints. Oh, in that high priestly prayer in John 17, when Christ has prayed for his church before he was led to the cursed cross, then we read in John 17, verse 6, thine they were, and thou gavest them to me. In John 17, we read seven times that Christ is given to speak of that given church. Ah, concerning that word given, that has a very broad and a very rich meaning in the original language, because they tell us that it can mean, in the first place, to present, in the second place, to place in one's possession, in the third place, to commit to one's care, and in the fourth place, to place under one's protection. O blessed church, of whom we read in our text, all that the Father giveth me, O in the counsel of peace, then Christ, O concerning that covenant of grace, then for Christ, then we may speak of a covenant of works, because there were stipulations to fill. O in that counsel of redemption, do we not read thereof in Psalm 2? The Lord said unto my, I will declare the decree. The Lord said unto me, this day have I forgotten thee. Then the Father in that covenant of redemption, then the Son was called upon to leave his Father's habitation. He was called upon to perfectly to obey the law. In the third place, he was called upon to suffer and die. And in the fourth place, to apply that merited salvation. Ah, then the Father has promised, by the work of the Holy Spirit, to prepare him a human body. And in the second place, then he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. The Father would resurrect him, give him a place at the right hand of the Father. And in Psalm 2, the verse 8, there it is declared that Christ, as a reward upon his meritorial work, would receive the heathen for his inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for his possession. Do we not read in Hebrews 12, verse 2, that he endured the cross for the joy that was set before him? That was the church that Christ would receive, the sons and daughters of the children of men. Then in our text words, under discouraging circumstances, we have heard it necessary to understand, hopeless from man's side, all lying under the sentence of death. And do we not read in Psalm 14, verse 2 and 3, that the Lord has looked down upon the children of men to see if there were any that sought good that understood, but they were all gone astray. There were none that understood. But now Christ, in those circumstances, then he was given to speak of the eternal sovereign good pleasure of the Father. That was the only hope for that multitude, and that is the only hope for us and our children. And now in the second thought, the Lord willing, then perhaps in another time, how are their souls where they are troubled with their sins and with the favor of the Lord? Oh, that breach, that separation, that is worse than death, and maybe souls troubled. Oh, that you think, and that Satan says, but you are not a chosen one. And if you are not a chosen one, you can beg, and you can weep an ocean of tears, and you can seek all your life, but then you shall never be saved. But we have heard the secret things belong unto the Lord. And, O souls, then you may tell the Lord. But it is also written, ah, for those true seekers. We hope to hear it further in our text. Ah, for those that may come. That is a proof of our election, when by grace, when we have been wrought upon, when we have been drawn by the cords of love, when the Lord has shed that love abroad in our heart, ah, we hope to hear it further for those coming ones. When they may come, they shall never, we do not have one example. But now what a precious instruction for us and our children, that the Lord in the year 2022, that he is fulfilling his counsel, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I shall in no wise cast out. That the King, that he is still continuing to gather his church, and he gathers his church by word and by spirit, and concerning those matters Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Ah, that is encouragement for office bearers, for teachers, for fathers and mothers. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of the only hope and expectation for us and our children. From our side, we have ruined everything in paradise, and we renew that choice by our actual sin. And to that end, there shall be a people that have come, and there shall be a people that shall come. Ah, Lord, may that number be increased. Wilt thou draw by thy love, and then they shall come with weeping and with supplication, and then they shall experience. Oh, that those true seekers, that they shall never be cast out. Ah, Lord, wilt thou then magnify thy great and worthy name in the midst of us and our children, and wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins. Oh, we have heard of that Jewish people under all thy wonders, that they were still given to us for a sign. Lord, wilt thou watch over us on the Sabbath day? Wilt thou help fathers and mothers to be given to speak to their children concerning the things of the Lord? Wilt thou grant traveling mercies, and wilt thou return us in this evening hour? Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 439, the stanzas 3 and 4. Whom have I, Lord, but thee and high? and none else on earth can satisfy. But thou, O God, my soul's deep yearning, for thee my troubled heart is burning. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing, that there is baptism registration is scheduled for this coming Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. And the membership directories are at the exit. And please, one per family and one per, and for those single confessing members. Psalter 439, 3 and 4. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.